And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, January 21st, 2015. It's the birthday of Stonewall Jackson, Thomas Jonathan Jackson, born in Clarksburg, Virginia, 1824, went to West Point, fought in the Mexican War, and then became a teacher, teaching physics at the Military Institute in Lexington, Kentucky. He had a nice house in Lexington. He had a garden. He followed a strict diet. He believed in avoiding alcohol and caffeine, and he believed that reading by artificial light was bad for your eyes. He joined the Confederate Army in 1861, became one of its most celebrated generals. He was wounded by friendly fire, 1863, died a few days later. His final words were, "Let us cross over the river and rest under the shade of the trees." 1525, on this day, a group of Swiss Protestants known as the Swiss Brethren formed their first congregation. They were under the leadership of a Dutch minister named Menno Simons, and they took their common name, the Mennonites, from his first name. Came to this country, Pennsylvania, 1683, and the United States now has the largest Mennonite population in the world. In 2008, on this day, Marie Smith Jones of the Eyak people of Alaska died. She was the last fluent native speaker of the Eyak tongue, which died with her and thus became the first native Alaskan language to be declared extinct, although a French college student named Guillaume Ledouy learned Eyak from DVDs made available by the Alaska Native Language Center. He is now considered fluent, but because he's not a native and because nobody else has achieved more than symbolic proficiency, the language is still considered dormant. It's the birthday of Huddy Leadbetter, Leadbelly, born Mooringsport, Louisiana, 1888. He was an inmate at Angola Prison in Louisiana when John Lomax arrived making field recordings for the Library of Congress. Leadbelly, who gave us the songs "Goodnight Irene," "Midnight Special," and "Rock Island Line." It's the birthday of the designer Christian Dior, born in the north of France in 1905, who, after World War II, founded his own fashion house and designed dresses with delicate shoulders, cinched waists, and full skirts. And it's the birthday of Louis Menand, born in Syracuse, New York, 1952, a professor at Harvard and staff writer for The New Yorker magazine, author of The Metaphysical Club and The Marketplace of Ideas. Here's a poem for today, a poem by the early 17th century poet Henry King, Sic Vita. Like to the falling of a star, or as the flights of eagles are, or like the fresh spring's gaudy hue, or silver drops of morning dew, or like a wind that chafes the flood, or bubbles which on water stood, even such is man, whose borrowed light is straight called in and paid to night. The wind blows out, the bubble dies, the spring entombed in autumn lies, the dew dries up, the star is shot, the flight is past, and man forgot. Sic Vita, Such is Life, Henry King. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with its APRON project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.